The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, hello, everyone. For those of you who didn't hear earlier the week, that when this finishes at around 7:45, we'll switch over to a Zoom room, and those of you who can stay, we'll have a community meeting, just a gathering, and maybe talk a little bit about the Dharma or our community, and I can answer some questions, maybe do a breakout group, we meet each other a little bit, and hopefully a somewhat simple and friendly time together. That's a little different than being on YouTube. I'll post the link later here in the chat, and also it's posted on the IMC homepage. You'll find it two places there. One is under the bottom right where there's what's new, and then on the calendar, IMC calendar for today. So, excuse me just a minute. So, in some conventional way, meditation involves an inward looking, being really present here for oneself. And there are variations of meditation that operate somewhat differently, but it still involves a heightened development of personal qualities, if nothing else, of our capacity for awareness. And so there is a kind of focus on this apparatus we are as a human being, and I'd like to propose that in the field for the practice of compassion, that it's invaluable for us to be deeply connected to ourselves in a positive way. That the rush to be compassionate without having first established a healthy relatedness to this being that we are can lead to misdirected compassion and lead to compassion which can even be harmful for oneself. And our compassion for others is so much richer if we have established a healthy relatedness to ourselves. And so we sit and meditate, and so some of these things about appreciation we've talked about this week can apply to oneself. To appreciate oneself, to understand oneself, understand all the aspects of who we are, and not be limited by any understanding, so that the appreciation is not limited by self-criticism or shame that we carry or regrets or resentments we carry. And then to understand ourselves, so to appreciate ourselves, understand ourselves, to respect ourselves, to view ourselves as a valuable human being. Maybe not because of what we have done or not done in our lives, but because inherently being a human being is a precious and valuable event. And to value ourselves, to treat ourselves worthy of love, of care, of respect. And to respect ourselves, to respect our potential. And then to have some deeper acceptance of ourselves. And a kind of acceptance that we're willing to accept and to be open to be present, to allow for all of who we are to exist here, and to allow for it all with non-harming. We're not going to harm any of it. We're going to see it and know it. And in this deeper appreciation for ourselves, then be able to hold it all. And to do all those things, then when we're ready for compassion, we are ready for something more. And there's one more step in appreciation, which I'll talk about later. But for now, I'd like to kind of offer a summary for all this when we sit to meditate. And that is to sit and meditate with gratitude. Gratitude is often closely connected to appreciation. And we appreciate, and then we're grateful for what we appreciate. And to sit and meditate in gratitude, in a thanksgiving to ourselves, to this life, to be born, to our situation. And, of course, it's hard sometimes to feel gratitude for our situation, for ourselves, situation we found ourselves in. But to sit down to meditate, to have the ability, the capacity to sit and meditate, to lie down to meditate, to be able to sit quietly and have the ability to turn the attention inward is a phenomenal gift. It's a rare gift in this world that people actually take this kind of time to connect to something deep inside. It's we're entering into a world that few people actually spend much time in. The world of care, the world of the Dharma, the world of non-harming, the world of waking up and being present. Wow, this is phenomenal. Very few people have this, take the time, have this opportunity for this. So even if you feel like you things are difficult and challenging for you, yes, they probably are. And what a gift to sit down. Few people have this thing that we're doing now for the next few minutes. You might know a lot of meditators, so it doesn't seem like it's a rare gift. Boy, is it rare that you enter into this kind of inner world, of a liberated world that we're pointing to in the Dharma. So, to take a meditation posture that's suitable for you, and gently close your eyes. And adjust your posture. A posture suitable for you to do this sacred work of waking up to what's here, even if what's here is difficult. And to begin offering a kind of self-care. Begin offering yourself a willingness to enter this sacred world of attention by gently, tenderly taking a few deeper breaths and relaxing on the exhale. Taking a few long, deep breaths. And really relaxing more on the end of the exhale. Letting go, releasing of all things. And then letting your breathing return to normal. And consider that the rhythm of breathing in and breathing out is a thread through time, through all our experiences, which provide us a grounding in being aware. Being aware of the breathing. Is a way to not be caught in the thoughts, the mind, the feelings we have, but to gently stay grounded and continuous. To move through time, with time, without stepping out of the flow of time into our thoughts and feelings. This gentle massage that supports us in being aware. Each time the mind wanders away in thought, each time you remember to reconnect to the here, to be aware, each moment of mindfulness, each breath you breathe, a time for gratitude, for appreciation, for a kind of inspiration, of gratitude for this precious opportunity to be alive, to be breathing, to be practicing waking up from suffering. To meditate in gratitude. regardless of the difficulties you have. Can you establish your awareness practice with an element of gratitude? Is there something about here and now that you can be grateful for that supports, encourages you, invites you to stay present for breathing, your body, to your capacity to be aware and present? And then to end this sitting, with a question, what are you grateful for? That in recognizing and acknowledging, your breathing becomes easier. A gratitude that allows something to relax. A gratitude about some fundamental way in which you are alive. And in being grateful, perhaps finding an inspiration inside to share your good fortune with others, maybe in wishing them well, wishing them to share some of what you're grateful for, or your benefits, or your fortune, your good fortune to practice a path to the freedom from suffering. May others also find a way to that freedom. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be free. And may each of us, in our own way, contribute to that in the world. May the goodness and fortune of our lives serve for the welfare and happiness of all. Thank you very much.